Min campus al ihor. Miaj Karsten Schwine. Għakom għasseba program fit-tieni sensiela minn kampus għal-ieħor, miegħi Karsten Xwiereb. Illum għandi l-pjaċir inlaqgħakom ma' persuna li għadni nikkollabora ħafna bħalissa magħha kif se tisimgħu kollegi fil-kuntest ta' dik ir-rotta kulturali turistika tal-patrimonju li hija magħrufa bħala r-rotta tal-Feniċi. Rikonosciuta mill-Kunsil tal-Ewropa bħala waħda mill-rotot tat-turizmu t-eċċellenza madwar l-Ewropa, xi 50 minnhom bħalissa. U l-istorja tal-kollega tiegħi Sara Ferrari li jamwilda fin-naħa tat-Tramuntana tal-Italja fej Bergamo, fil-fat kif għatt rakkuntanna ftit ukoll, għalmin bħalna segwi, bħali segwi xena taljana riba ħafna tagħna, jaf l-sitwazzjoni hemmhekk propju matul il-pandemija kienet waħda gravi ħafna. Però fix-xogħol tagħha li għandu x'jaqsam mal-Feniċi, però anke ma' xogħol studju riċerka li jdur mad-dinja tal-patrimonju tal-kultura tat-turizmu prattikament daret id-dinja. Ħadd tgħidilna ftit ukoll ftit rakkonti ftit aneddoti kif nagħmlu dal-programm jiġruna fuq xi persuna. Parti l-karriera tagħha fej anke minn fuqita kien hemm ċertu episodji ta' vjaġġar li propju fetħula din namra kbira kbira ħafna. Allura mill-ġurnata li fattilkom sarat tħossib din ir-rotta ta' turizmu kulturali fej hija project manager toħossib il-koordinazzjoni għal din ir-rotta. Ja fi aktar minn 100 membru nferxa ma' pajjiżi madwar il-Mediterran kollu. Tuħaseb affarijiet ta' komunikazzjoni, affarijiet ta' koordinazzjoni, parteċipa ħafna fuq livell ta' proġetti Ewropej, allura għandi kien livell ta' project management. Perċi ħafna mix-xogħol tar-rotta huwa fil-Mediterran, iżżur pajjiżi varji, siti arkeoloġiċi u kif ħadd tgħidilna wkoll kemm ix-xogħol prattiku kif ukoll vera dik in-namra li twassal anke biex tagħmel riċerka, preżentazzjonijiet, anke tgħallem fuq is-suġġett vera xi ħaġa li twassala biex tagħmel ħafna esperjenzi differenti. Fis-sens ta' università ħafna drabi nużaw dak il-kuntest biex ikolna rabta bej anki programmu ieħor f'dawn is-sensijiet ta' minn campus għal ieħor fuq Campus FM taħdem ħafna mal-JULM, l-Università tal-Lingwi u Komunikazzjoni bbażata Milan, ngħata fuq ukoll tal-Italja l-Lombardija. Fejn tagħmel xogħol ta' professur assistent fuq attivitajiet varji marbutin ma' parki arkeoloġiċi, siti tal-UNESCO u rotot kulturali. Ila d-dejja u bdil-attività mhux ħażin ftit snin, mhux ħażin anki għaliex kif ħafna minnkom forsi tmissu ma' setturi ta' proġetti ta' riċerka, ta' talim, fej ħaġa twassal għall-oħra, kollox huwa ftit katina. U forsi wkoll dawn it-tul programmi jistgħu jispiraw xi nies anke biex forsi ġemmen żgħażagħ jifhmu iktar kif jaħdmu ċertu mekkaniżmi u anke jiftħu ċertu perspettivi fuq kif isir ċertu xogħol kemm akkademiku, kemm ta' riċerka, kemm dak prattiku ta' proġetti Ewropej. Ħamlet ħafna xogħol ukoll fuq livell da proprietà ricerca, anche che scavi, ha detto mai stessa di proprio disciplina da hai basata sull'archeologia, o è anche che ha fatto esperienze marbuti ma municipalità e autorità locali, specialmente sul territorio italiano. È pubblicato un numero di papers, o presentato un numero di risultati da ricerca, specialmente venendo insieme con l'italiano o con l'inglese. Allora, se ne siamo l'intervista a Sara Ferrari. Seventh program in the series Min Campus Alihor. My guest today, as you have heard from my introduction in Maltese, is Sara Ferrari. Hello, Sara. Thank you for being with me on the show today.
Hello, Kirsten. Hello to all radio listeners. It's a really great pleasure to be here.
Today in this program, I am in those situations where my difficulty is more because of the familiarity with the guests on the show than because I wouldn't know maybe a lot about the person. Although I'm aware, even in preparing for the show, reading more stuff about you online and from your CV, that there are always new things to be learned about people. You might think you know someone and then you say, ah, but I never knew they did this, or they did that, or they worked with this person or with this other person, or they worked in this environment. And your case is a case in point. And I think it would be interesting for me to learn more, but also our listeners, especially because that's the point of this program on Campus FM. I think to start off, Sara, not to sort of assume anything and not to try to sort of fill in too much and take our time. I think, however, as I ask most of the people on this program, it would be really interesting to understand what led you to pursue your studies and your career and your work, both from an academic research perspective, but also from a very practical management one. Why do this in the field that is yours? So the study of culture, of classical civilizations, because I think at the end of the day, I like you, like many people in this field, we know people who, in a way, might gravitate, might tend to go either very much into research of the academic kind, maybe linked to practical work and also scientific work, which is, however, looking at sort of the era, the sediments, what we learn and what we can apply to our societies from past societies, or on the other hand, a more almost commercial oriented management, also project driven, which is more related to a faster, quicker mode of life and operations. Sort of the management side, the tourism side, or the more research, academic, archaeological side. In your case, even a look at your CV and your work and your studies, you really try to combine both. To a certain extent, you really succeed, because there's the fast PR, management, project-oriented dimension, but there is also the one which is reflective and studious. Is this very much who you are? Is it maybe something related to your first steps in the field of research? Is it a bit of both?
Yes. Since I was a child, I have always had a great passion for history, for art history, and at the same time for tourism. I was lucky enough to attend a classical high school as a secondary school. I don't know if there is a similar course of study in Malta.
Could you tell us a little bit about it? Because what would be il liceo classico, no? Il percorso classico?
Sì.
It's something that maybe some of our listeners would be familiar with, but not everyone. So could you tell us a little bit how that works?
In Italy, the classical high school really offer specific training on classical culture, such as history, languages, and literature, linking to ancient civilization, Greek and Latin in particular.
Mm.
So I built strong skills also linked to human science, philosophy, art history. But I think that in addition to my previous studies, my great fortune has been to have the opportunity to travel a lot in the Mediterranean since I was a child.
Okay.
Thanks to my grandmother and my parents, I made my first trip, my first journey by plane and abroad when I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was a journey that changed my life. Okay. I did the Nile crisis. I visited the most important archaeological sites linked to ancient Egypt. It's really a wonderful journey. My love for Egypt, for history, for archaeology, already great, increased dramatically.
Mm.
And then I traveled a lot with my parents too. I think that the best thing, gift that parents can give their children is to travel.
Mm.
I really think so, because traveling opens your mind. It allows you to get in touch, to get to know other culture, and being immersed in a totally different culture.
Yeah. It reminds me, Sara, you know, I have a daughter, and before COVID struck, that was sort of one thing we always did in summer. And I think she herself was aware and reflected on being able to sort of contribute to the bond within the family. I'm quite struck how more than once you already mentioned the importance of your parents and your family, even the grandparents, have been passing on these values. So it's not something you just study or learn formally, but it's something, I love that Italian word, tramandata, sort of passed on, carried on between generations, between people of different generations within the same family. And in your case, you're really describing it very, very clearly, how this precious gift almost of learning about other cultures is passed on.
In short, so as a teenager, my dream was to become an archaeologist, even an Egyptologist.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then things changed, because I didn't have the courage to enroll in archaeology at the university.
Okay.
Why? Because in Italy, unfortunately, the work of archaeologists does not offer much in economic terms.
All right.
The work of an archaeologist is very hard, heavy, but at the same time underpaid.
Mm.
So my parents, my high school art history professor, who was himself an archaeologist, did everything to change my mind.
Okay, okay. So somehow they didn't want to sort of not follow your passion, but they went through it and they knew how hard it was.
So I didn't enroll in the Faculty of Archaeology. However, I have chosen a particular university. I found a course of study, a degree in Turin Science, which within the curriculum offer the possibility of studying archaeology.
Okay.
This is the UM University of Milan, a university that was born as a university of languages and media. Is a university that is in Milan, so mm-hmm. in the north of Italy. And for 15 years, this university has also offered courses of study dedicated to tourism, territorial marketing, cultural and archaeological enhancement, communication of cultural heritage.
Mm-hmm.
In the degree course that I have chosen, we study how to create archaeological parks, how to enhance and communicate cultural heritage, especially mm-hmm. archaeological ones. At university, the students do not become an archaeologist in the field.
Okay.
But the challenge is to create new professionals who are increasingly in demand nowadays. So, new profession linked to enhancement of cultural heritage. So, mm-hmm. operator specialized in the enhancement of tangible and intangible heritage,
uh-huh.
in the communication of cultural heritage,
yes.
and above all, the combination between culture and tourism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is fundamental in this degree course.
So in a way, you so to dot the I's, cross the T's, as you said. On the one hand, there was something new you really wanted to pursue because, in a way, your family or themselves introduced you to that world. But finding it sort of even from a realistic, possibly perspective, of the situation, and maybe we'll have time to come to this sort of when the economic system, when the climate, when the issue of jobs and employment intervenes, then so one needs to take some decisions. And there's influence in the decisions one takes. I'm sure our listeners who are students of a certain age, maybe themselves parents, people who are teachers, educators, will have gone through these moments and maybe still go through them, of saying, uh-oh, what do I do this way, that way? Also, what advice do I give even to students as a tutor or as a professor, for example? So in your case, you sort of stepped back and stopped short of pursuing the full archaeological line. But at the same time, maybe with hindsight, struck gold, so to speak, by finding this interesting interrelation between communication, tourism and culture. So that's quite something.
Yes, often there is a tendency to separate tourism, culture,
communication,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but in my opinion is fundamental to connect this topic with this team to enhance the cultural heritage. Also in a tourism perspective, it is a goal to very important, it's also my job nowadays because the Phoenicians route is based on the link between tourism and
yes.
and culture. So
that is right. And in a way, we're nearing the end of the first part of our conversation today on Main Campus Arioha here on Campus FM, where my guest is Sara Ferrari, sharing her experiences that link and bring together various fields that span from archaeology, history, culture, religious aspects of the way we relate to our tangible and intangible culture and heritage, but at the same time with a strong management and tourism base to it. And within the second section, we will focus a little bit on this dynamic, which is also the environment within which we met and shared our competences and experiences. But before doing that, sort of to round off this first section, Sara, in the course of your studies, accompanied by
graduate studies, postgraduate studies, also roles at university within the Ulm, at Milan itself, working on publications and published research. I guess you always kept refining, defining and redefining your perspective of what culture, heritage and tourism can lead to and can mean. Just one particular question, also to open up the discussion for later on. Were there some fundamental basic ideas you had developed early on about this field, which changed with time, where maybe you realized that with time your thinking progressed and changed and developed, and maybe you saw that earlier things you thought not were mistaken, but there were other things to take into consideration?
In my experience, in addition to the Finnish route, which we'll talk about later, my other significant professional experience is linked to an experience in the Ulm University. Mm-hmm. I was a cultural project manager for 5 years at the mm-hmm. Archiframe Laboratory at the Ulm University. Archiframe Lab was a creation of an Italian archaeologist, a novelty and an unicum in the Italian and European panorama, I think. Archiframe was an applied research laboratory consisting of a multidisciplinary team. It made of archaeologists, communication experts, creative mm-hmm. writing, new technology experts. And within the laboratory, real communication and enhancement projects were developed. We made more than 15 documentary films, websites dedicated to archaeological sites or archaeological mission in Italy and in the Mediterranean, multimedia apps, and etc. So another important also to study how to develop tourism project, enhancement and territorial marketing project is important the aspect of communication of new technology applied to these fields.
Okay.
In the tourism and in the cultural sector.
Yeah. I think this element of new technology and IT, so to speak, sort of communication technologies, which all the time keep us on our toes and introduce new levels of digitization, will also be something we'll come to back to explore a little bit more later. So, Sarah, let's catch our breath, pause a little bit, add a musical sound dimension to our conversation. And I'd like you, like all my guests on the program in Campus Alihor, to introduce your first track and tell us maybe a little bit why you're choosing this.
Cosmic Girl.
Yes.
Is one of my favorite because Jamiroquai, the group Jamiroquai, is one of my favorite group because they were the pioneers of future funk. And is one of the most successful acts on the planet. So they are influencer
yes,
on other exciting true. Artists. And because I have always liked this group because they combine various genres, creating new ones: 70s soul, disco music, and mm-hmm. dance mm-hmm. together.
Yes.
They are authors of music of contamination.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's listen to it then. Might as well maybe even not only get a breather but also move around a bit while we listen to it.
She got
My guest today, Sara Ferrari, based in Italy, Bergamo, but traveling quite a bit, as we'll now see as well, not only within Italy, but situations permitting all around Europe and especially the Mediterranean, really. Going back to that sort of first influence of Egypt, which you very interestingly described to us early on in this program on today's Min Campus Alihor. While listening to that track, Sara, you made me think how, yes, on the one hand, a band like Jamiroquai sort of link so many influences and styles while creating their own. So it's not only a mishmash of other things, but actually sort of bringing out new out of other styles and other trends, which I think is really something dynamic and core to creative cultural expression. On the other hand, you made me think also of their track addressing the concept of traveling without moving, which I remember listening to it years ago, really made me consider, so how is that possible when you travel without moving? And then obviously you think of books and imagination and keeping on the go, keeping in motion, even though physically maybe you are not, you're bound to somewhere. That, which again, it came to mind even during the pandemic and the days and the months of the pandemic, especially keeping in mind from Malta, we're very much in touch and exposed to what happens in Italy, especially the first days and months, particularly in the area where you were based, situated, so Bergamo and the whole area of northern Italy, from where we were very aware, distant but also close, emotionally, solidarity with that particular situation. But we'll come to that as well, Sara. But before that, I'm looking at maybe even challenges, what's left behind by certain challenges we face and where we're going in terms of tourism in relation to culture. I think both of us got to know more about Europe, culture, tangible, intangible, and the Mediterranean through the cultural roots called the Phoenicians roots, which is one of the 50 plus roots of excellence recognized by the Council of Europe, but also in close collaboration with so many international organizations. You obviously are in the driving seat of this cultural route by taking care of a number of the project management aspects of it. Myself, I'm really happy to represent a local organization in Itziamed and Malta on the scientific committee. And it's one of those fora, those networks, those platforms which really bring people together and allow us to share our expertise. Can you tell us a little bit more about the roots, but also how somehow keeping in mind sort of our listeners who will be interested to know how these things work, how these things operate, and how maybe one's career path, on the one hand, yes, might need to sort of make sacrifices to keep up with all the work, all the commitments, which is not always paid and which takes up much time, obviously. But on the other hand, there are so many benefits, so many good things, good points to be had out of these associations. So could you tell us something about the Phoenicians route and yourself?
I have been working for the Phoenicians route for 10 years.
Oh, really? Already? Wow, a decade. Wow.
Now I am Executive Secretary of the International Confederation of the Phoenicians route, but I come into contact, the first contact with the Phoenicians route was in 2009, because the Phoenicians route was the topic of my master thesis. I immediately understood that the Phoenicians route was a very special job and at the same time a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenicians route really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Phoenicians route has given me a lot in professional and also in human terms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is one of the 45 cultural routes recognized by the Council of Europe in the Anonymous program. And cultural routes are cultural cooperation projects, networks made up of several public and private organization working together mm-hmm. for a single, for a unique purpose, mm-hmm. enhance or better help their members to better enhance the cultural heritage they have by developing joint projects.
Yeah.
The Phoenician roots represent for the Council of Europe is the root of intercultural dialogue and crossing 11 countries, Europe, North Africa and Middle East,
mm-hmm.
Was reinforcing the historical links created thanks to Hansian civilization. Not only Phoenician, but also other great ancient mm-hmm. Mediterranean civilization, mm-hmm. for example, the Greeks, Roman, Etruscan, Iberians, that established along sea routes. And thanks to the encounter between the Phoenician and other ancient civilization of the same period, created a cross-cultural model.
Yes.
That aims to promote the Mediterranean culture, to strengthening the bonds among the Mediterranean countries sharing the same history, also today.
Mm-hmm.
So the Phoenicians share exchange people in ideas, contributing in ancient time to the creation of a koine, a Mediterranean cultural community, and in order to foster the intercultural dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural roots are not tour operator. We do not produce or sell tourist products, but our goal is to promote sustainable, responsible, creative, community-based tourism and to create joint activities, joint projects based on a bottom-up approach.
Yes.
So the community...
Very much the community at the heart of what you do. Yeah.
Yes. The community is at the basis of our
mm-hmm.
Our job to enhance, to implement, to boost intercultural dialogue between the countries, between the member countries.
Yeah. In fact, I think, Sarah, this network organization, also because of the work that we've been doing together even on Maltese, soil, but also waters now, has somehow opened up dimensions which look, yes, as you said, not in terms of promoting specific agencies or tour operators or tours, because that is done. There are people, professionals who do that and who we try not to stop ourselves from doing, because that is what we are aiming for. So yes, this Mediterranean dimension, Sarah, as you were rightly saying, is at the heart of the work, together with the community, which is in a way at the heart, at the basis of all the work, not in terms of tourism or tour operators, which is done and done well, obviously, by different people, but in a way also to try to improve, expand, bring different people together from different backgrounds with tourism in mind. But there are also a set of values, which I remember in various seminars, in various discussions, even publications or audiovisual productions, which you yourself have been very much at the heart of, with the partners from all over the Mediterranean, from Spain to Lebanon, really pushing, because that seems to be very much at the heart of what we do.
Yes, all my work and the work in the Phoenician route are based on the combination of culture and tourism. The most important aspect is linking tourism and culture to develop an effective partnership between stakeholders in the two sectors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In many cases, the problem is that there are different approaches between the two sectors. It is clear that there is a common interest in the attraction of people to the region in which they are based. But very often differences approaches get in the way. In the tourism sector, it is normal to speak about visitors conceived of as customers or clients.
Yeah.
In the cultural sector, is more concerned with residents, usually seen as audience or citizen community. These differences can be overcome when it is made clear that tourists are also part of a cultural audience.
Yes, yes.
But for the Phoenician's route, is important also to improve the knowledge and disseminate the memory, the history, and European heritage linked to the Mediterranean. Promote Euro-Mediterranean culture and intercultural dialogue. Promote also and organize research activities related to tourism and culture, to sustainable local development, and increase in the connected labor market, including the growth of new generation. It's important to give to young people a new ways, a new perspective in this sector, and to create a new job for the young.
Yes. Sarah, I think here you're opening up a really, really fundamental area, which also takes us back to where you started off describing your own development, which was sort of realizing that there are areas in society, in development, in work, which are of interest, but possibly the economic dimensions not being favorable to taking up one's career in that dimension. And you, very interesting, you told us about sort of even at an early age, realizing that your ideal career path needed somehow a reality check and somehow needed to work around or in relation to other larger circumstances. So therefore not going straight for a course and a practice in archaeology, but finding other ways of relating the classical background you very well started off with, into other areas, which also looked at management, tourism, sustainability, and eventually roots. And this is such an important area that I think I'll save it for the third and final part of our conversation, because I'd like to pick your brain about sort of certain challenges and the prospects for Italy, but also for the rest of Europe and the Mediterranean. And therefore, catch our breath with a second piece of music that you have kindly decided to share with us. So I'd like you, today's guest with me, Sarah Ferrari, to share maybe a few ideas about the second piece of music that you are choosing.
The second music is the Phoenician's Route song. It's a song dedicated to our cultural route, and is a really, for me, is a really Mediterranean song. And is a journey along. Listen, this song is a journey in along the Phoenician's route.
Yes.
So I love this music very very much.
Let's take this really melodious piece and go on a voyage with it. Exactly. for the last part of the conversation today on Mincampo Salihor. My guest today is Sara Ferrari, currently based in Italy, Bergamo, but traveling quite far and wide in the Euro-Mediterranean dimension. One thing which strikes me about your own career path, Sara, is that sometimes they are more linear, sometimes they are a bit more zigzag, sometimes they are a bit more undulating. I think the sort of image, the symbol which comes to mind when I think of yours is more circular, possibly inspired by the Mediterranean. Sort of that things seem to come round. You described sort of early passions and early interests in classical civilizations, linking culture to archaeology to travel, and then going round and round, obviously spiraling out, bringing other people and other platforms and other communities on board, but somehow having very much something strong and solid at its core. You mentioned family, you mentioned community, possibly relating also to your own personal experiences, but then reaching out to others. And therefore, something like the Phoenician's route, or also your membership of ECOM, or being a member of other universities and research centers, also a ministry for culture, where you, so you consult and provide audiovisual material or written material. I think in a way, so it all comes together at the end of the day. Coming back to go forward, so a very sort of cyclical, also classical image of things spinning on themselves, encouraging development and new perspectives. Within this perspective of things sort of returning to go forward, there are a number of challenges which always remain with us. Obviously, in 10 minutes, it's hard to cover them all. But you have done a lot of work in terms of research, writing, publication, also audiovisual work, and the project management level, which is also very strong in your career and in your personality, where you have sort of almost tried to adopt a systematic approach where challenges are studied, analyzed through the development of a methodology, which tries to be very clear in the way it explains. And there are these elements which maybe can range from slow tourism to what you also have worked on in terms of soft mobility, how to have sort of minimize the impact on the heritage sites, for example, or the environment that you have worked in. But somehow remain the fil rouge, the strong currents within your work. Maybe today we would call this sort of a sustainable approach to cultural tourism. So my question is twofold. How much of this you relate to? How much of this really makes sense? How much of this do you see yourself in? And also, however, not only have a personal perspective, how much of all these challenges are influencing the work of people like you, your colleagues, your peers, students that you work with, other researchers, possibly within Italy, but even beyond, within our Euromed dimension, for example? I know it's a tough, loaded question, but maybe if we could sort of peel away a few layers of it, it could be interesting for our listeners to latch on to.
It's a very difficult question. The COVID pandemic and changing our life and changing also our work. So in the last year, I also dedicated my time to enrich my curriculum about European projects. In my opinion, the main challenge is to find economic resources to develop our project, our strategy in cultural and tourism sector, because the COVID pandemic changed our lives, and it is more difficult to find a sustainable resource, economic resourcing from local authorities, from public organization.
in a way, maybe we relied more on that in the past, or in certain situations, the private-public dimension needs to be closer together.
Exactly. And also the need to create a sustainable relationship between the tourism and the cultural sector.
Okay.
Another challenge.
Do you feel they are still, in a way, suspicious of one another? They are not really close together. Maybe tourism is seen as a bit more exploitative, pushy commercial, while the cultural one is a bit more protective, restrictive, reactionary.
Yes, we have also to increase innovative way to develop, manage and market culture and tourism, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any suggestion on how that can be done?
For the student, they have to be multitasking. They have to increase their knowledge on the European cultural politics and how to manage projects on sustainable tourism.
Yes, in a way, it brings us back to a bit of what we said before. People like yourself, so on the one hand, had a good grounding, a good base in the classic education, learning what you need to learn, knowing what you need to know, languages, culture, tangible and intangible, and learning the value and appreciating the value. But then on the other hand, being a manager, knowing that, as you said, there is finance, there's time, there's training, there's skills, and somehow you need to square the circle, as you say, almost doing an impossible job of trying to bring all this, all these dimensions together. Sarah, we only have the last 5 minutes left. So I wonder if I could maybe turn back to your prospects, your perceptions of the sector, and maybe what might happen in the next. I don't want you to act as a clairvoyant looking into the future through some crystal ball, but what do you see maybe being realistic in the next 5 to 10 years in the field of Europe, the Mediterranean, trying to be sustainable, keeping in mind even the sustainable development goals, but being aware that the Mediterranean is such a challenging place, environmentally, politically, on a number of levels, climate.
I think I am positive in on the future, because I think that the COVID is also a possibility to change our style, to change our life, to change our work, and I hope that this is
in a way that is sort of what you would call now the Via Maestra, sort of the main road, the main route, going back to roots as well.
Yes, also because I see that the topic, the theme of cultural roots is very interesting for the minister, for ministries, for
yes.
local authorities at the national level, at the regional, but also from stakeholder, both public and private.
Yes.
So this interest is very important for us to improve our.
You're reminding me just a couple of minutes reflection. There are many stakeholders. It's not only, as you said before, the public sector. It's not only the private sector. It's not only the tour operator. It's not only the cultural operators and the professionals in the field, academics or researchers. It's everyone. It's everyone together. So somehow, even people like yourself, who I see as brokers, as people who bring others together and try to find some common language, some common ground for working together, yourself, the colleagues on the Phoenicians route, from the director, Antonio Barone, to all the members in, as you said, the 11 countries that surround the Mediterranean and operate in the route, somehow finding that common language is maybe one of the biggest challenges of work like this.
Yes, for the student, it's the most important to learn at least two languages.
For example, yes.
Because our network is so bigger, we have 110 members today, and they are very different. We have public bodies, we have regions, municipalities, yes, and other public organizations, but we have also association, foundation, chamber of commerce, and stakeholders, private stakeholders, such as two operators that work together with us, and university. We have a network of university and research centers, most important, but we have also thematic network. We have an international museum network, and we have an international school network. So each of our thematic network develop projects in different fields of action.
Yes. And somehow each of those, I remember the experience we had with our colleague in Croatia, for example, where you get some multi-dimensions coming together, and that diversity and also the touch points where they come together can be so rich. The higher education, the primary school education, the fun, but also the serious research, and how the point of communication and access become core in the work of people like yourself and all those cultural brokers, since I use this word, might as well use it again, to engage with people and really not tell them what to do, but actually listen to them and then operate on the best cases that one can develop. Sarah, I thank you very much for sharing your experiences, your views, your thoughts during this past hour. There were many elements, punti, as you call them in Italian, we call them as well in Maltese. One of those commonalities where culture and language come together. And I really look forward to further work with you in the Phoenician route. And also for anyone listening to us who wants to know more, there's everything online nowadays. That's quite easy as an entry point into the work of all the cultural roots and all the work on a Euromed level, which people like yourself, Sarah, carry forward. So thank you very much again.
Thank you to you, Carsten, and to all the radio listeners. Thank you very much.
Mek smajna l-intervista ma' Sara Ferrari, nispera li oġbitkom li forsi anki l-immaġinazzjoni li jippermettjenna. Radio wasaltu anki biex moħħa umijaj zortu siti differenti li semmiet li esperienzajt, immaġinajtu proġetti vari ta' kollaborazzjoni u propju wasal da l-ispirtu tagħha illi apparti x-xogħol, apparti r-riċerka hemm ukoll dejjem l-bliena fil-qalba ta' dan il-tip ta' approċċ tagħha, speċjalment meta wieħed jitkellem dwar ċertu territorji li għaddu minn ċertu diffikultajiet, u speċjalment fiż-żona Euro-Mediterranja fejn forsi ċertu drabi, ċertu fruntieri ġeluna ninsew fil-verità hemm ħafna da bejn dawn il-popli differenti. Nirringrazzjakom tal-kontu miegħi u nistiedinkom perdot naħdu miegħi programmi għamin kampus għal ieħor. Il-ġimgħa li jmiss saħiħ.